So we've got a long way to go, and we know we can match up with the best.
With the current climate, this is just the way you got to do things at times.
With the new concussion rules, I think some players wouldn't be telling them, though. There'd be players out there that go, I'm not going to risk missing time.
When a guy remains at a club, then can be incredibly encouraging for the future.
We want to do our bit to ensure that the games go ahead.
We've been really inconsistent. Good football clubs and good football teams don't do that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yeah, let's head down the highway and have a chat to Isaac Smith from the Cats, the all-conquering Cats, who's second on the ladder after 19 rounds of football. Good morning, Isaac.
Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Can't complain. Sun's shining. Everyone's out of lockdown.
Well, in Victoria.
There's some easing of from restrictions, but yes, that's a positive. It's a positive sentiment, Isaac. Well played by you. Well played indeed. Hey, you're going very well, Isaac. You are, and the Cats are. That 38-point win on the weekend against Richmond, on Sunday against Richmond, was almost as clinical as I've seen you. Was it well received within the playing group and the coaching staff as well?
Yeah, I think it was a good, solid win. We put ourselves in a position, especially in that second quarter, to control the game and probably be able to dictate the terms of the game in the second half a little bit. So, it was a really clinical win. I think all teams have probably found it difficult with no fans, and when you rock up and there's an empty MCG or whatever stadium that you may play at. But, I thought it was just a good, solid win. We're in a position where we're trying to really set ourselves up for a run towards the end of the year, and I thought we did that.
Do you know what your best looks like yet? I mean, you've never really had the squad that you probably would ideally like out there. There's still some key players missing, but yet you continue to put up some terrific performances.
Yeah, we've got some still got some massive outs, really, when you look at it in the context of the team and how good some of those players are in the competition. But it's been able to give other players opportunity, and we saw on the weekend that Asava Radaglia took his opportunity, and he was probably one of the best players on the ground and one of the most influential players. So it's been really good in that sense. I wouldn't like to be the coaches once everyone gets fit and they've got to pick a side, but that's why they do their job.
We're actually talking about this, Isaac, on Monday with Jimmy about Geelong and what the best team is when everyone's available, and it's actually impossible to pick. So I'm just interested in how that plays out, say, at training and around the club when senior players are having to play really well to hold their spot. You would have had a similar situation, obviously, at Hawthorn. But what's that dynamic like?
Yeah, it's interesting, Whitey, because there's probably different layers of it in the sense that in your team you've got your automatic picks, you've got your blokes that are pretty much automatic, and then you've probably got, you know, a good collection of guys that aren't automatic or aren't in the side and then are on the fringes. So, yeah, it's funny, the dynamic, but I think footy clubs do really well in addressing it and understanding that, you know, it's a team game and it's about the club in the end, and hopefully we can put our best foot forward and, you know, be there in the last week of September. But it's difficult, and I think you always see, especially in finals, those heartbreak stories, but you also see those stories of someone that's sort of come from nowhere and been fit and in form at the right time of year. So I think as players, we just understand the game a little bit, and as a player, you just got to try and play your best footy every week.
Because I guess it's that squad mentality that teams often talk about, because Geelong are known for managing players, particularly because they have this luxury that they always seem to play in the finals. And a guarantee. Yeah, that's right. and a guarantee to play finals. So you've got the luxury to do that. But I'm thinking there's a few of them that might not want to be managed because they might not get back in.
Yeah, well, it's difficult. And on the weekend, I know our VFL side had a hit out against Richmond and had a super win. And I'm not exactly sure where they're sitting on that ladder or how the competition's actually structured at the moment. But
no one does. It's all right.
But I'm pretty sure they'd be in the top two or three teams. They've had some massive wins this year, and there's some boys that are playing unbelievable footy. And even using sort of Quinton Narkle as a bit of a reference point, he only played a handful of minutes on the weekend, and he was probably as good as most blokes on the ground.
Yeah, 12 disposals and played a quarter and a half. Mm. Not a bad effort.
Impressive. Isaac, it dismantled the Tigers on the weekend, let's be honest. It was a really complete performance. What's that like? Is that something that you were surprised with, that you were able to do that and handle what they were putting out to you so well?
Yeah, I guess, Sherelle, you go into a game and you'd know full well that there's an opposition you've got to come up against, and ultimately each team wants to play their game style, and we were fortunate that we were on and Richmond weren't able to play theirs, but it is nice. I've been fortunate enough to be in a team that was probably one of the better teams in the competition for 4 or 5 years, and Richmond took that mantle for a good 4 or 5 years. So every time that you can get a win against them, it's really pleasing.
Talk to us about your own form, Isaac, because we all know your history with Hawthorn and your ability to perform in some of those big games, going into finals and taking it right through to the end. Are you feeling like you're building to a big finals campaign personally?
Personally, I think it's been really nice in the sense that Geelong, and even though we've got a little bit of an ageing list and there's been a fair bit talked about it, they've been really good at managing us, not just through games, but during the week as well, and making sure that we're as fresh as possibly can be come game day. So, yeah, I'm really confident that, and you never know what happens in footy, but hopefully no injuries occur and stuff, and you can hit September in really good condition, because, the most people in football know that you probably decondition a little bit throughout the year. So, you got to make sure that you hit September in good nick.
I want you to take us into the education room, into the school, about how the game changed on Sunday. So first quarter, it was horrendous football to watch, Isaac. It was shocking.
And you know the best thing, Whitey, was I didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So it was 3-1. It was almost like watching Auskick. They were all on the ball, and it was jammed up, and it was horrendous. But then it changed in the second quarter, and you got on top and started to play a better brand of football. Can you tell me who... Is there one team that is responsible for that style, or is it both, or is it a bit of a stalemate? Why did it happen in the first quarter, and what changed in the second quarter?
I think it was probably a little bit of a stalemate. I don't want to give a hell of a lot away here, Whitey, but Richmond play a high octane, can't even speak at the moment, game of football. So, they've based their last 4 or 5 years on mass pressure around the ball, and I think we as players for Geelong felt that. And it probably, in that sense, was a little bit of a stalemate. But going into the second quarter, being on the wing, and I noticed it a lot because the ball didn't come my way, I think we got control in stoppages and we were able to sort of bust out the front and just enter our forward line a little bit cleaner, which I'm not sure exactly of the timing and the stats, but I think we put on 4 or 5 goals pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it probably opened the game up in that sense. So... to answer your question, it felt like we just got on top around the ball and were able to clear that space, and it probably looked a little bit more fluent football.
Yeah, well, anything would have been more fluent than the first quarter. That was garbage. But you did what you had to do. You set the game up the way you wanted it, and you hit the scoreboard, and then you were able to go berserk in the second term and control the game. It was all over from there. This week, a different encounter down at Blundstone Arena in Hobart against the Kangaroos. Have you played in Hobart? You've been in Tassie lots of times with the Hawks, obviously in Launceston, but have you played in Hobart?
No, I think I've played probably close to 50 games in Tassie and never played at Hobart. I've only ever gone to Belrive to watch cricket.
Right. Do you know much about the venue as a football venue?
No, not a hell of a lot. I effectively only know from going to watch a game of cricket and watching it on TV, but it looks a lot smaller than, say, the MCG, and I think the wind plays a massive factor down there. So it's going to be a pretty tough game this weekend, I think.
Got to play the right side of the ground.
Which one's the right side?
Well, it depends on the wind. You don't want to get caught on the wrong side of the ground on the wing, Isaac. You won't touch it.
Oh, mate, that's what happens at Launceston on the far wing there. So a few of us used to try and fight for the change room side wing, but the difficult thing I found with Geelong is that Zach Tui and Sam Manigola also play the wing, and they've got a fair bit of veteran status about them as well. So it's hard to sort of, you know, pull the trump card and get on the main wing.
It is funny how it plays out, isn't it? I mean, you had about six or seven disposals in the first 5 minutes of the game on Sunday, and then through no fault of your own, the ball just never went where you were for a large portion of the match. I guess that's just a product of the way the game's played these days.
Yeah, it is. And going a little bit probably off just the game of football, Whitey, I think that's what amazes me, especially in commentary and stuff, when they judge games on disposals and different things like that, and not necessarily talking about wingers, but forward pockets or back pockets or half-back flankers, and actually analysing how that individual game's being played before they go at a player in that sense. So, yeah, I think footy's amazing. It allows all shapes and sizes to play, but sometimes the ball just doesn't come to your area.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. All the stats boffins out there, there's more to the game than just the numbers from so many positional perspectives. Are you really looking forward to seeing what you've got against the Kangas? Because they're going okay at the moment. They'll be a bit of a handful for a fair bit of the journey, I reckon, on Saturday at Blundstone Arena. Isaac, we look forward to seeing you down there for the first time in Hobart. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting down there. I love Tassie.
I know you do. Have a great time. Isaac Smith with us.